Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
Do cats eat bats?
You're listening to X-Ray. KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. On the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. And we are down. I am Alice Wonder.
I'm Red Lincoln.
And together we are.
Where we play the stranger side of underground music.
That is correct. And we want to say thank you so much to Jeremy and Punk House Radio.
Oh, yes.
What was that he was showing you? It looks super cool.
Well, you know, if you're going to end your set, ending it with Joy Division's Fade Away is probably the best way to go,
yes.
It was a factory record sampler, and you know, all of the Factory Records packaging is just like otherworldly, and it's just so like smart, and I don't know, still looks like the future 40 years later.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I want it for myself.
Yes.
Well, we have an amazing show for you tonight.
We sure do.
Of course, we started off tonight with The Clean.
Yes.
Happening to me a lot lately that all I want to listen to is like those Flying Nun albums, especially for summer and like for dark times. They just make you feel so good.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah.
I kind of want to, I've been getting my guitar out a little bit. I kind of want to play Clean songs.
Some jingle. Yeah. You know, I think it's one of those deceptively hard things to do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they sound like they're just screwing around, but, like, they're very good.
Yes.
At their instruments. Unlike us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have like a lot of punk rock. Actually, our set tonight has a lot of really weird stuff on it.
This is some
we
very
must have both been in a mood.
Left field, new wave stuff.
Yes.
So buckle up.
Buckle up. This next song is a pick of yours.
It is. It's a recent obsession of mine. This is Iggy Pop with Doorstop.
When I was lost and nearly dead, it's loving God I found. anyone with your defense was. Her dress around her shoulders, she saw to her knees. She threw her arms out in the wind and began to sing. God lifted up and God burned it down. When I was lost in killing dirt, it's loving God I found.
Thank you. Seasonal places at the same time. A serpent's mouth and a bloody crime. I would know him anywhere. There's no mistake on his methods. Ominous, ominous. 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 Ominous, ominous.
I am Alice Wunder.
I'm Red Lincoln.
And we just heard Flock of Seagulls, of course. Space Age Love Song came out in 82. I love that song.
Got me dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Here in the studio. Got my body moving.
Flock of Seagulls, they were solid. That guitar player, he was like 12 years old or something. It was the best guitar player I ever heard. I really love that song and so many others by them. You know, I wasn't really into them in their time, but I'm into them now. Hardcore. Before that, we heard the band New Math with Ominous Presence.
We played some New Math before. They were kind of an upstate New York kind of punk new wave band that started out in the late 70s. They put out like a lot of really good singles, and I think they had like a little bit of success and stuff and some like record deals, but like some bad luck too. There's this label called Propeller that's like been re-releasing a lot of their stuff. And I guess in September, they're putting out their album, which was called Gardens. It came out in, like, I think, 83, where they were kind of getting a little more synthy with their sound, which suits our show pretty good.
Yes.
And I guess as soon as the boxes of records arrived at the record label sat kind of shut down. And so they just had boxes of these records.
Oh, no.
And no way to, like, sell them or distribute them. And
I know what that feels like.
Yeah,
put me that too. Box under your couch, give it to your friends.
Yes, you do. so they're kind of, I think they're re-releasing it. And so snap that up when it comes out.
So cool. It was really good. I loved it. Before that, we had Paralysis Permanente with the song El Ecto.
Yeah.
Those guys, they're just like the coolest looking band on the planet.
Yeah.
They're like foxy. I want to hang out with them.
Pretty hip. Pretty hip.
Before that, we had Dorothy Buzz with the song Devil's Song. Now, if you were wondering, like, if the knob on your stereo was off a little bit because it didn't quite come in, no, that's the fuzz in Dorothy Fuzz.
Yes.
It's fuzzy. I love that song.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Weird.
Coming to her house out of L.A., just doing, like, really kind of raw DIY.
Very cool.
I don't know. Very cool stuff.
And we kicked it all off with Iggy Pop and The Horse Song.
Yeah, so good. You know, love Iggy Pop. Love The Stooges. I love his stuff with Bowie and Berlin. A lot of pop bands have a hard time with his new wave stuff, though. And I really like it. That record is really weird, though. He had just, like, lost his record deal with Artesia. And Chris from Blondie. Just said, hey, I have a record label. Do you want me to put out a record for you? It's called Animal Records. They only did like an Iggy Pop record and some Gun Club records.
Wow.
And so they recorded it like really fast and really cheap. And I just think it sounds so cool. But to this day, like if you look at reviews of the record online, it's definitely too weird for most people.
Yeah. I mean, there was another track we considered playing and I was like, this truly might be too weird. And I like it pretty weird. That's funny they put out the Gun Club. That's because the Gun Club started out as a Blondie fan club.
I think that had something to do
with it.
You know, Iggy Pop is coming to Portland on July 26th for the PAPS. I'm going to go.
We're going.
Yeah.
We're not big festival people. I don't know. I think this one's going to be fun, though.
So the lineup is really good. Looking forward to seeing Iggy. I don't think he's going to play the horse song. But we can keep our fingers crossed.
We'll
the
just
dam.
Be shouting that the whole time. If you hear people shouting that, it's probably us. But Devo, yes. I have never seen The Damned. I am very excited. Have you?
I saw them 100 years ago open up for Rob Zombie, of all people. That was the last time I saw The Damned.
Weird.
Captain Sensible wiped his bottom with a towel and threw it at the audience because they were just, you know, like when you open up for a metal band, you just get booed the whole time and they throw beer at you. So that's how he ended his set. It was very funny, very punk.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Well, I'm very excited about that. So you should text us if you are out there. We are live
in the studio.
This is not a pre-record. We are here in the flesh.
And we love to kind of know what you're thinking, what you're feeling out there.
Yeah. Are you going to PAPS Festival? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah.
Do you like Iggy Pop's new wave stuff? We want to know.
Yes.
The line here, text line is 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5555-7779. Let's keep the music going. I love this next song.
Yes, you do.
Very, very, very much. It is the Swell Maps with
New York.
Thank you.
We have two effects pedals now. Can you tell? We just. Oh wait, no. It's your turn to talk about what we just heard. What was that,
my
Red
turn.
Lincoln? We take turns.
That was a brand new single, Aurora. From the band Lathe of Heaven. They put out a record in 2023 that was very hot out on Sacred Bones. We played it a lot on our show 2 years ago.
A bit more like hardcore.
It had like a little more edge maybe. That's just such a rad track.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
They did a little mix on YouTube for their fans, just like that stuff that inspired the album.
Yep.
And it was a lot of Down the Rabbit Hole favorites.
Yes, they put Flock of Seagulls on there.
They did. Before that, we had La Isla Electronica with the track The Beginning. That's off their brand new single out on Distort Reality Records here in Portland.
Local group.
Just shortened to L-I-E, Lie. I have not caught them yet, but they are playing out.
It's going to be the most amazing show.
It's going to be very cool. It's on July 29th. It's at Blackwater. We played the French group Alvilda before, and so they're kind of headlining, but Lie is going to be opening up like one of the opening slots. Very cool.
Yes.
I don't think you can get tickets to Blackwater stuff beforehand. I think you just have to go and get it at the door.
I've been to the new Blackwater to hang out, but not yet to see a show.
I have not seen a show yet there either. So
we missed a good show. There was one this weekend.
There was
that
a cool
so
one.
Good.
Yeah. Before that was The Head Coach with the track I'm Hurtin'.
So good.
Yeah.
I think that might be my favorite Head Coach song.
It really is. It's funny, you know, we were looking at it and it came out in 96. And I'm thinking about the music
strange.
That was coming out in 96. I know there's like this 90s like revival right now, but I gotta say, for stuff that was coming out in 96, that's probably tops.
Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. I think before that we played Jun Tagawa with the track Boy.
Japanese musician, actress yeah. In the mid-80s. Yeah. A very long career, actually.
Yeah, and I've really just like heard like a tiny portion of it, but I want more because she's yeah. just very cool, very off kilter.
She sounds like the most interesting person, quite a feminist in her day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just watched a toilet bowl commercial that she did. I think it was one that like made her famous.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah. I liked it.
I bet it was pretty cheeky for Japan in yeah. the 1980s, too.
Yeah.
You kind of see her like her bum a little bit.
In a feminist way.
In a feminist way. The whole block kicked off with the Swell Maps with the track New York. That's from their second record, Jane from Occupied
yeah.
Europe.
Man, that'll slap you in the face.
Heck yeah.
That'll wake you up. Mm-hmm. Thought you were tired on a Monday night. You were wrong.
We appreciate these texts coming in. Thank you. We got a couple during that block. Thanks for listening, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy. if you want to text us, we are here in the studio, 971-220-KXRY. And coming up after us, we're always so thrilled to welcome DJ Wednesday and yeah. her stellar show, Six Beats Under. We have the two best show mates, I think.
Yeah, yeah. This is just like
a good show sandwich.
Yeah, really Monday night. Just yeah. holding it down.
Yeah. This next song I love so much. I've
tune in, guys. This is a good one.
I've been obsessed with it in the last like week, like playing it nonstop. There's just something about it. They're a New Zealand group that is new to me and I love them. They're called Blam 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 and the song is
when you wake up. I saw